In our previous shiur, we began a discussion regarding the halachas of food that's kept under bed. There are poskim that say that this halacha only applies on a bed where husband and wife have relations. There are other poskim that say that the Gemara doesn't make that qualification, and therefore this halacha applies to all types of beds. The Masham wants to connect this shaila to the shaila if you have to wash negelvasser if you sleep during the day. So if you have to wash negelvasser all the time, so you see that this ruach ra always comes. Otherwise, we could be more makel. Along the same lines, there are paiskim that say that this entire halacha only applies when someone is actually sleeping on the bed when the food is under it. There are others that say it has nothing to do with somebody sleeping on the bed. Even when no one's sleeping on the bed, the halacha is that you should not keep under the bed. The other question is this halacha only on food that's under the bed? What about that food that's on the bed? So it seems that it would be connected to what we discussed at the beginning of our previous year. In our beginning of the previous year, we spoke about why is this halacha apply? Is it because of the ruach ra that comes when someone is sleeping? Or is it because a bed represents something that's not a clean? So if we say it's ruach ra, so it makes no difference. If you're sleeping, it should be usur, no matter where the food is. But if it's the other reasons, it shouldn't make a difference if you're sleeping or not. There are poskim that want to say that the only time that this halacha applies is when there's an earth floor under the bed. But if there's a tile or a carpet or a wood floor, this wouldn't apply. This halacha, most poskim say, doesn't apply under the bed of a akum. For the same reason that the halacha is that when a Jew is nifter, there's tumah. When an akum is nifter, there is no tumah. So when we speak about the ruach atumah only attracts itself to Yisraelim, not to akum. However, there are poskim that say that this halacha applies by akum. It certainly, according to all poskim, applies to Jews, even if they're not religious. The Shem Tzvanim Halacha discusses a shaila that, let's say, there's a baby carriage, and in many baby carriages there's a place to put packages under the place where the baby is laying. Is there a problem, he discusses, about putting food there? And he says, since the food is not on the floor, the food is on that holder where you're keeping the food, that's not considered. The only issue is when the food is on the floor. Here the food is not on the floor, and therefore it's mutter. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld says that there's also a discussion at what age this applies, and I saw that Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, quoting the Alter from Kelm, says that as soon as a child has a bris milah, he's considered a full-fledged Jew, and his bed, therefore, would not be different than the bed of any other Jew. It's only the baby carriage that we're speaking about. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld and Shal Tshuva Silmas Chaim, Chelik Beis Simon Zion, says that if someone has food in his pocket and he's sleeping, this halacha wouldn't apply. The Oz Nidbru discusses, what about a bunk bed? With somebody sleeping on the upper bed and you have food on the lower bed, he's not quite sure how to paskin, but he says, since we're dealing with issues that represent sakana, we should try to be machmer. This halacha actually applies when many people prepare water next to their bed for negelvasser. So the Paiskim say that one should be careful that the water one prepares for negelvasser should be put next to the bed, but not under the bed. Similarly, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan has a discussion that l'chatchila, one should not use an esrig that was kept under a bed, because the pasuk says, "Hakriveim nol fuchasecha," something that you wouldn't eat, you shouldn't use for. You shouldn't use for dvar mitzvah. Going back to what we discussed earlier, two issues that we discussed earlier. One is, what about putting kalim, not food, under the bed? So if we learn, as we discussed at the beginning of our previous shiur, that the issue here is an issue of ruach ra, so the ruach ra is only on food. But we gave other explanations from Rashi and the Miri and the Maral, that those halachas apply even to everything. It's the Amoritz who keeps everything under his bed, not somebody who's acting appropriately, and according to that, nothing should be put under a bed. The Paiskim also say that, I saw this from the Chazon Ish, I saw this from Glazer, that this halacha doesn't have a time frame. And even if you put something under the bed just for a moment, these halachas apply. We don't see that there should be a time frame. Even the shortest amount of time would be considered an issue. The Paiskim discuss, what about somebody is going on a plane or on a bus, and he puts packages in which he has food under his seat? Is that a problem? So I saw that Rav Volzner said that even if somebody falls asleep, since those are not seats that were really designated for sleeping, they're just, sometimes you'll doze off, but they're not a bed, and therefore you could be makel. In fact, I saw that Rabbi Israel Orbach quotes his father-in-law, Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal, where somebody was traveling with matzahs from Eretz Yisrael to the United States or vice versa, and he kept the matzahs under his seat, and he fell asleep during the flight. And Rav Volzner said that those matzahs are perfectly fine, and they can be used l'chatchila for sleep. They can be used for l'chatchila. Similarly, I saw Rav Moshe Sternbuch in the Shas Chuvas, Chuvas van Hoggis Chelik Aleph Simon Ches, says, again, since these are not considered areas that are made for real sleep, they're considered a chair and not a bed. Therefore, we could be more lenient. Moreover, as we discussed earlier, this is not really, the area is not really considered the floor, and therefore, we could be lenient. But I did see Rav Chaim Kamyevsky's Shlita is Machmer. He says, if it's not dependent, according to Rav Chaim Shlita, on it being a bed or a seat. It's as we discussed earlier, it depends on the sleeping. And if somebody is sleeping, we could be more lenient. What about if food is put in the cargo hold of a plane or in the area under the bus where people keep their packages? So there the Paiskim say, the rivers of Ephraim and Chelek Dalet Simen Ches, those are not considered areas, and the people sitting on the bus or sitting on the plane and sleeping. And according to the Paiskim that are Machmer, what will they say there? So he says, since that's considered a separate area, it's not considered the area that's under your seat or under your where you're sleeping. There, everybody, we could be lenient. I did see that there are certain Paiskim, Rav Vosner wants to say that if somebody has medicine that he kept under his bed, there Rav Vosner says we could be more makel. And it really goes back to the Shaila that we discussed earlier. Is this a halacha about food, or is this halacha regarding anything that's kept under the bed? If we say that it's specifically food, and not only that, as we discussed at the beginning of the Shiurim, the Shulchan Aruch quotes to Yerushalmi, that's not only food, it's specifically tafshel, specifically cooked food, certainly we could be makel by medicine. To conclude this series of shiurim, I saw a beautiful vart where the Gemara here is focused, as we've been discussing, about food, the difference between a Talmud Chacham and a Ma'aretz. And a Ma'aretz under his bed looks like an Oitzah Bolam, and a Talmud Chacham only, if anything, has only his shoes under the bed. So I saw a beautiful pshat. This Gemara actually teaches us in a very fundamental way what is the difference between a Talmud Chacham and a Ma'aretz. The difference between a Talmud Chacham and a Ma'aretz is that a Talmud Chacham is organized and everything has a place. And you don't just dump different types of items under your bed. Your shoes belong under your bed, nothing else. Whereas a Ma'aretz is organized, is totally disorganized, and he doesn't have a place for anything, and his shoes and his food and his clothing and everything is under his bed. It's all over the place. The mark of a Talmud Chacham is an individual who's organized.